parking. Love it or hate it, it affects all of us in some way, shape, or form. The City of Peterborough recently launched a new parking survey to receive feedback about residents' experience parking in the city's downtown. The city says that, quote, public feedback is needed to better understand user experience and identify opportunities to improve convenience and accessibility for everyone who parks downtown. The survey itself covers a number of topics, from on-street parking, to signage, to parking meter charges and maintenance, to the hotspot parking app and a potential citywide switch to cashless payment parking. It is, in many ways, a thorough look at the average person's experience navigating the streets of downtown Peterborough, albeit with one small proviso. It assumes that they're doing so in a car. While most people in Peterborough might well own and frequently use a motor vehicle, that isn't always the case for students or people who live or work downtown. This week I set out to talk to people whose opinions on downtown parking could easily be discarded by design, and asked them what they thought of the Central Development Area's relationship to car infrastructure.
Will that add to it?
Yeah, it's like it probably won't
be. It'll be like a street testimony?
Yeah, exactly.
This is Sam Neal, a Trent University student whose colleagues at Student Cooperative Sadler House told me had been talking nonstop about the parking survey for several days.
I believe that we should encourage more people to walk around downtown and less people drive around downtown. So I'd like to see a reduction of street parking and maybe more accessibility spots, and encourage people to actually park in the parkades that the city has built. And I think downtown is a lot nicer when there aren't cars whizzing by you. Especially like if you're sitting at a patio and someone on a motorcycle like rides by, like that's never nice.
A lot of coverage and public discussion of parking tends to center businesses and appeals to getting people to park centrally to spend their money in the downtown business improvement area. Out of interest, I decided to talk to a few people at downtown businesses about their opinions on parking. Tim Haynes owns Blue Streak Records on downtown George Street. Haynes told me he walks or bikes everywhere in the city and has no trouble getting to work without a car.
Like how you get around?
Walk or bike 99% of the time. So, yeah. I live a couple kilometers from town, so usually a bike. Or if I've got to extra time, maybe I'll just walk. But yeah, I don't drive.
Do you own a car?
I don't own a car, no.
And how do you find like that impacts your ability to get around?
It's fine. I can still bike $100 worth of groceries home, so, which doesn't get you as many groceries as it used to. It's fine. It's fine just dodging cars. That's the main thing downtown's too, which is a different story than what you're asking, but it's too geared to like getting people through town at 50 kilometers an hour, so. Which makes it dangerous if you're walking or cycling. So
sure.
Pedestrians.
One of the things I've been hearing is that people don't necessarily like the feeder roads downtown, like Georgian Water being one way, is being high speed.
Yeah, that's me for sure. They should be two-way streets. They should be traffic calming. Downtown should be a destination, not a exit ramp to get from one end of town to the other. So
right.
Yeah, it shouldn't be a thoroughfare. So.
And do you use like public transit at all?
I do not. It sounds small enough that I can walk, run, or bike there. So.
During our conversation, Haynes pointed me to Matt McGovern at Iceman Video Games, who he told me had told him initially about the parking survey. McGovern told me he lives downtown and feels frustrated with the lack of on-street parking enforcement, especially on weekends.
Just tell me a bit about your relationship to downtown and like getting around.
So I both live and work downtown. I do walk mostly because I live close by, but sometimes I do need to park downtown, mostly for work-related stuff. Sometimes that can be very difficult, just because there's obviously not a whole lot of street parking, so sometimes I have to park in one of the lots, and usually when I have to park downtown for work, I have to carry stuff, so that can make things difficult, so I always try to find close parking.
Right. And do you think the city needs like more or less on-street parking, or like is there enough parking to meet the demands?
I think that there with the parking lots, I think there's enough parking to meet demands. I really do think that they just the time limit needs to be enforced more. Like I see a lot of people, especially on the weekends, because there's no enforcement on the weekends, that people like who live in the apartments above the stores and even people who work at businesses, they will park on, use the street parking and be there all day. So I think that's a big issue that like, that I think maybe enforcement needs to be carried over on onto the weekend.
Right. Do you think that like more parking would improve circulation in the downtown, like both in terms of people coming into businesses and just the ease of getting around?
I do think it would, because I do have a lot of people who come in and complain mostly about the on-street parking, but I think another issue that we have is that there is signage for the lots, but there's not enough signage for the lots. Like a lot of people don't know where the lots are, especially if they're from out of town.
Now, of course, parking is a complex and multifaceted issue, and the voices you hear represent only a fraction of the myriad perspectives on how to improve infrastructure downtown. I reached out to Lynn Todd, Parking Operations Supervisor at the City of Peterborough, to speak about the design of the parking survey and its aims, but unfortunately didn't get a reply in time for inclusion in this story. If you'd like to contribute your own thoughts to the City of Peterborough, the Downtown Parking Improvement Survey is open until June 26th at connectptbo.ca/parking survey. If you'd like to submit your own opinion to further radio coverage of the city's parking consultation, you can also send me an email directly at erobbins@trentradio.ca. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Evan Robbins, broadcasting to you through the facilities of Trent Radio, CFFFFM in Peterborough.